Welcome to Power Yourself, where I talk about the most important topic in the world, you. Welcome to Power Yourself. I want to take this opportunity before we start today to acknowledge, to celebrate, to just give a moment and appreciate the beautiful land that we're all on, no matter where we are. For me, I'm recording this podcast on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot and the people of Treaty 7. I want to take the time to acknowledge the many First Nations, Métis, and Inuit whose footsteps have marked these lands for generations. The caregivers, the elders, all the people who have taken care of this land before us and have allowed us to succeed today. I am choosing to stop before my podcasts and recognize the land as an act of reconciliation and to show gratitude to those whose territories we reside on or are currently visiting. And with that, let's start up season 7. So for today's episode, I want to plant a seed and I want to focus on promoting some empowerment as we start another trip around the sun. Okay. So if you're a regular listener, you know that this is really the point of this podcast. You know, it's about promoting tools, empowering us, giving us ideas that can help us live our best lives. I choose to continuously do this to help to be a part of something better. A better society, a better world, to help us as individuals to realize the power that each of us actually holds in the creation of our own and each other's realities. So in a world with lots of negativity and unfortunate amounts of judgment, I thought, what a fantastic way to start the new season. By dedicating this time and this episode to joy. This has been a topic that has showed up quite frequently in 2023, and I hope it continues in 2024. But for me, it's been part of my conversations, both personally and professionally, over the last year. Let's start by defining what joy actually is. So I did a little bit of Googling and I actually went to ChatGPT and here's what it gave me. It said, joy is like that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when everything seems to be falling into place. It's like a burst of sunshine in your heart that makes you smile from the inside out. Joy is the laughter of good times, the twinkle in your eyes when you see something beautiful. And the warmth of connection with others. It's a bit like catching fireflies on a summer night, elusive, magical, and utterly delightful. Even saying that brings a little bit of joy. But in essence, how I see joy, it's that positive feeling that helps us feel good as people. It helps us feel a little bit of relief, and sometimes it can really give us optimism. Things feel lighter and a little happier. You know, the language of burst really fits for me because it doesn't mean we will always feel it. You know, it's not something to be expected in every moment of every day. And sometimes it's actually fleeting. But it's an opportunity, it's a chance to sometimes pause, if you will, to feel it and see it and allow it to bring some good to your life. So now that we know what I'm talking about today, let's focus on how do we actually get more of it? How do we encourage more of it in our day to day? And I really do feel the first step is the awareness. It's the looking back. It's the pausing moment right now, today, as you listen to this episode. What are we focusing on? in your morning, in your afternoon, whatever you just experienced, what were you focusing on? Are you seeing joy when it's actually around you? Are you consciously allowing yourself to focus on it, letting it hold space and be a focus in your head? You know, or are you maybe not allowing or giving yourself time or the opportunity to actually feel it? So that first piece is the awareness. Are you cultivating more of that joy in your life? Or are you maybe not giving enough space to it? So that awareness piece, that pause, that stop, that check, as I always encourage, are you embracing it? Are you putting energy towards the joy that you feel in your life? You know, I bring up quite frequently the term of negativity bias. It's a real thing. You know, as humans, our brains are actually designed to focus on what's wrong so that we can fix it and survive. You know, what that means is we actually have to work a lot harder to see and experience and feel those opportunities of joy. And that takes putting effort into actually experiencing it. It's not something that just occurs in your day. Well, it can occur, but it's not something that you'll experience unless you allow the time and energy and effort to feel it, to really focus on it. Okay? We need to know that experiencing joy, it's not actually our default. You know, the way that we have to work at it, to consciously build those pathways, to look for the good so that we can build those pathways in our brain, that neuroplasticity piece, right? And that's what's actually going to help us experience it more. It's the, again, the awareness. Where are you putting your thoughts, your energy, your effort? And when you do see joy, are you dedicating time to sit with it, to be aware, to be present, to truly allow yourself to experience it and feel it? Now, I bring that up as a conscious piece is because a lot of the time I feel like we think some things that bring us happiness are actually automatic. And in this podcast, I just always like to hold space for us to know that happiness, it takes work, it takes effort. And so I feel the more we have that true understanding of the effort behind that joy, happiness, whatever we're talking about, love, connection, I feel the more we have a realistic idea that we actually have to make some energy and movement towards it versus sit back and wait for it to happen for us. So knowing that hopefully helps two things for you. It helps bring the awareness that maybe if there isn't a lot of joy in your life, there's something you can do about it. And hopefully the other piece is a little bit of understanding that as humans, we're designed to look for the negative. And so what I'm asking you to do a lot of the time is to go against your natural instinct, to slow yourself down from those automatic thoughts, and to get a little bit more conscious so that you can experience a little bit more joy, a little bit more happiness in your life. If we're not taking the time, that pause, that break from those negative feelings, which I know for myself can fuel a lot of anxiety and leave me feeling stuck, resentful, or even overwhelmed. You know, if we're not pausing to cultivate more of this joy in our lives, we don't get to experience the pleasure of the things that are actually surrounding us, And I say things meaning, you know, it could be people, places, experiences, everything really that can bring us joy. Feeling joy, it has the weight to impact the quality of life that we actually have. You know, whether we're allowing ourselves to experience and feel joy, it's going to impact our moods, our interactions with each other, and even ultimately our relationships. So again, I want to note, we can be battling with a lot more regarding our mental health. So know that if you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you can't get out of something, it's actually a strength to reach out and ask for help. Our mental health is its own battle sometimes, and knowing what we need to do to help ourselves, or having the awareness that we might need help, can be a real gift. So know sometimes it does take extra help, and that's okay. Everybody's recipe is going to be a little bit different. Today's hope is just, again, what we can be doing in our day-to-day practice to help us experience a little bit more joy. And if we're not getting that traction, again, loads of professionals out there to help support us along this journey. Now that we know what it is, joy, how it's a conscious effort and not something to just be expected, so it's something that takes work from us as individuals if we want to experience it. Now let's look at, what do we do about it? And I think an essential question to ask yourself is starting with, what actually brings you joy? You know, have you taken the time to learn about yourself, to know yourself? What are those things that make you laugh, that make you smile? What are those things that allow you to feel a little bit more positive? Sometimes these are questions that, as individuals, we haven't slowed down and even asked ourselves. We just assume we know what makes us happy. We know what brings us joy because it's us we're talking about. But sometimes that reflection is actually needed to get clarity on what actually brings you joy. Because without that clarity, you don't really know what actions to take. So everyone's going to be different. And ask yourself, consider, have you really taken the time to find out, to know yourself, what actually brings you joy? It's so easy to get caught up in other people or what society tells us should bring us joy. But one of the most rewarding things is finding out for yourself what truly fuels your joy for you. And I promise, we all got suggestions, we all got ideas, even me, I'm sharing mine. But only you will know if it's a fit for you. So take that time. My first encouragement is to do that. Explore hobbies and other people's recommendations, like walks, nature, you know, playing, reading, doing different experiences to see and really allow you some clarity in what brings that feeling of joy out for you. Now, that self-reflection time, that considering, sometimes that practicing different things, is the essential piece to give you your own recipes that you need. So other things that you can do, tools that you can use, I'll give you some of mine. But again, know that some of these will fit for you and some of these won't. So I'm really going to encourage, take the time, find out what it is for you. Just look for those opportunities, those experiences, what brings a little bit more joy out for you. Okay. Other things, other tools that we can do, You know, the power behind reframing stuff. And that sounds silly because how can reframing bring us more joy? But reframing is actually the ability to step back from our own perspective of things and really try to see a bigger picture. So a lot of times we can get stuck in our way, our view, our thoughts. And my favorite way to really see a reframe is to consider what else can be true with the same factual evidence. So it allows ourselves that opportunity to get unstuck sometimes from our own thoughts, from our own perspective, and look at what else could be true. And again, that's something that can help you tap into some joy. A big piece for me that I always recommend, mindfulness. You know, it helps you be in the present moment so that you're actually more aware when you're experiencing joy. It's not just, you know, when you're reflecting, oh, that was a really good experience. If we're being a little bit more mindful, you're actually going to be present to the joy in the moment versus after the effect. Another favorite of mine, and I definitely mention it every couple of episodes, it's the gratitude, you know, helping focus on things that actually bring me joy. It's a conscious practice of mine, but it's not just even focusing on them. It's, you know, naming it, being very clear, but also bringing a lot of detail, you know, naming what actually experiences that joy, you know, what are you really grateful for? And by really reliving it, by getting really detailed, you're actually allowing yourself to also relive the joy, relive that gratitude, that feeling of positivity. Okay. So the power behind practicing gratitude there. All of these, again, they're opportunities to take time to pause from life and reflect with that purposeful intention to look for the good, to look for the positive. Okay. So when you're walking, notice what you're thinking when you walk. Are you focusing on what's next? What do you have to do? Or are you really allowing yourself to be fully in the experience? Witness maybe the joy of a bird flying over, or the air on your face, or that refreshing feeling it seems to give you. Whatever it is, again, present. The joy of being in the company with your friends, with your loved ones, with those people who allow you to laugh really hard, being present for that. You know, other things could be doing good deeds, could be doing a kind gesture. You know, spreading kindness is another way to allow yourself to activate more joy. And it all really stems down, in my perspective, to really allowing yourself to be present to it. So like anything in life, you know, it's not always intuitive and natural, but it's about slowing ourselves down enough to know what brings you joy. And what is some of that conscious energy and effort that you're putting into allowing yourself to feel it? As we wrap up the first episode back in season 7, you know, my encouragement is really to take that step for yourself and do some thought, do some reflection. Allow yourself to really understand, to get clarity around what brings you joy. And then it's about making some of that conscious effort to actually encouraging more of it in your life. So allowing yourself to take the actions, to put the energy towards experiencing just a little bit more joy in your life. You know, life's not easy, and happiness is honestly, it's not a given or even an easy achievement to get. It takes time, it takes dedication, and it takes a lot of positive and healthy habits to build your path there. But here's the thing, with all that effort and conscious energy that's needed, I promise you, it's worth every single moment of it. And even though it takes continuous work, I promise you, it allows you to live your best life. So as we end this episode, this first episode of season 7, I just want to put weight. I want you to remember your actions, the actions that you choose. I promise you, they really matter in what you get in life, in what you create your reality to be. So as you hopefully start to tap in or continue to tap in to your own happiness and power on this journey, remember, it all starts by learning how to power yourself.